B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays. '97.5 The Fanatic.
Yes!
It's time now for the Gargano and Mertitus Midday Show with Anthony Gargano and Jason Mertitus. It starts now.
Third and 10. It's only a three-man rush. Still pressure. Lance just going to air it out. Going way deep down the field. He's got a touchdown! DeSean Jackson!
Yeah!
Good morning, everybody! 11:10 came early, or late, or whatever you want to call it. Because 11:10 at all throughout from 1 to 4:20 yesterday was the show. DeSean and Carson. I guess Carson answered the big question of whether or not he can throw the deep ball. Because that thing was on money yesterday, and after a slow start, a worrisome start, they came out on fire. And Carson just zinging the ball all over the place, going deep, looking spry, looking accurate, getting outshined the ball, and the offense was reared itself in a big way.
Yeah, how do you feel about the game?
It was great to have it back, wasn't it?
Oh, it was awesome, man.
It was frustrating. It was tardy. Now they showed up tardy, and you know, last year they were 31st in the NFL in first class or first quarter scoring. They didn't score yesterday in the first quarter, and they got themselves behind and dug themselves a hole. But they managed to. That shows you how dynamic the offense is. Once they got a click in it, and again, once DeSean stretches the field and you have some success, everything opens up.
Listen, he's such a huge
Alshon
weapon.
I thought he was great yesterday. Alshon,
yeah,
loved his game.
Listen, Josh Norman was all over him. So.
Yeah, that's not an easy matchup.
No, I love the fact that I think Carson also made it a point to not forget Alshon. Mm-hmm. Look, it was no secret that Alshon was one of the guys not to throw with Carson, right?
He was griping, yeah.
That had a better relationship with Nick Foles.
Mm-hmm.
And our thoughts and prayers go out to Nick Foles.
Surgery today.
But I think, you know, I think Carson in the back of his mind, or maybe in the front of his mind, was like, I'm getting Alshon involved. I'm getting number 17 mm-hmm. involved in the game. And he did, and he made the one throw where he's on the move, and he just puts it in his belly.
Left sideline.
For the touchdown. Yeah. I mean, that was a great play. I mean, just a great throw. But I think he really purposely did that. I think, look, he's trying. He went out. They went out to the Barclay Prime, and, you know, he dropped the big number on the Remy Martin.
Yep.
Right, on the Louis. They were drinking the Louis and all his receivers. And Carson's like, I got it. And I think that's what he wants. And he wants to make him smile. And he made him smile.
Oh, he did. So he ends up with the receiving touchdown, the way you just talked about, where he drops it in his belly. It was the only place that ball could have been thrown, by the way.
Dude, he was...
Precision.
He was mouse hole. I'm giddy today because...
Yeah.
Once he started, you know, you get back... You know, once the second quarter, they started to feel a little bit... He was mouse hole accurate. Mm. His accuracy was there. He looked like
touch.
You know, all the talk about wow, you know, you guys always bring up the leg injury against the Rams. How do you know he's going to look like that? How do you know he can look like that again? Well, he did yesterday.
Yeah, just as impressive as the deep balls and that pass to Alshon. Two things that really stuck out for me regarding Wentz was his pocket awareness. The step up into the pocket for the second touchdown to DeSean Jackson after looking off the safety was tremendous.
No, I was talking to the outside.
Yeah, that was a tremendous play.
I mean, he looked the safety off all day long. Like, he was in command yesterday.
The other Alshon pass where he gets out of the pocket to the left sideline and throws on the run, just a perfect throw, was tremendous. The out patterns on the right sideline to DeSean Jackson were on the money. To me, the weapons are there. He was spreading it around, keeping everybody. Got Ertz involved on key situations in the second half after just one catch in the first half. And, you know, they end up, you know, they beat an inferior opponent because the talent overcame them. That's what eventually happened, was the talent overcame the Washington Redskins.
Yeah.
And the Eagles had their way in the second half.
It started out a little fugly.
Yeah, you had to clean out some sediment in the gas tank.
It was not a pretty start. And
some questionable play calling in the first half that I didn't like the pitch to Darren Sproles.
I was horrible. I gotta tell you, I did not like the game. Listen, you know, Carson made up for the game plan a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, some kills resulted in some touchdowns, including the one bomb to Deshaun.
Yep.
I didn't think Doug had his best day yesterday, but it didn't matter.
Yeah, well, I don't understand the feature of Sproles in that game. I just didn't get that tactic going in. And so many of those short yardage situations where Jordan Howard was just picking up clip after. And we talked about 10-yard plus carries. He's number one in the NFL last 3 years after contact.
He's powerful, man. Like, I didn't understand a couple of the plays, like just a nitpick. And again, it's all nitpicking.
Yeah.
You know, Jordan Howard, you brought him up, and you remember he had two runs early. Like, you know, I hate that delay. I hate that running out of shotgun. Ooh, I mean, you know, just go hit people.
Down the hole.
Right? And, like, they did that, if you remember, back-to-back runs with Jordan Howard.
Mm-hmm.
And it was your only, like, decent positive runs early.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was begging it. Like, you know, when you hit boom, boom like that, what do?
Go back to it, ride it until they stop it.
Or you go play action that way, right?
You bring the safeties up, then boom.
Right, right.
Over the top.
But they didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
It was a bad play. I was like, dude, you got play action begging for you.
Yeah. I questioned that a little bit, and I also questioned the not going for the field goal when you just, I thought points in that spot would have been smarter.
I agree. I didn't like that.
All's well that ends well. But
I agree with you.
You live by Doug and you die by Doug sometimes, you know? And
yeah.
They won yesterday, but there were some things that I didn't love. But
defensively, I got one thing. I got concerns, man, defensively.
Yeah, you get pressure.
Dude, I got real concerns. Like, listen.
Yeah.
Offensively, they're no joke. They're just like we thought.
Yep.
You know, there's going to be plays for all these guys. Like, wait till teams go, I can't, you know, I just can't let Deshaun, I can't see number 10 just sprinting by me all game long.
Mm-hmm.
And they just play back. And you know, they'll be able to just hold on to the ball all game long. Right? Like, Deshaun makes them completely dynamic, right? So then you still got your Ertzes, he'll be back. Goddard was open a couple plays and, you know, Ashton, like we talk about, and then the run game, I still think it's really good. So, their offense is a 30-point-a-night offense.
Yeah.
Their defense?
Maybe 26 points a night defense.
Yeah, that defense is not a great defense.
Yeah. Well, and you saw the ball control in that last drive.
It's early, right.
Oh.
But it's early, but that defense I'm concerned about. And quite frankly, even more, I wish I have Clowney Clowney regret.
Yeah, because you know that guy is going to be able to create pressure on his own.
Yeah.
He's that dynamic of a player. Yeah. But what a day to have the NFL back.
It was awesome. It was fabulous.
Wow.
And I got to tell you, like, you know, this team's, listen, we may nitpick at times throughout the day today, but that's judging them on the curve of a Super Bowl. Howie Roseman did a hell of a job putting this team together.
Mm-hmm.
They're a fun team. They're going to be a blast to watch.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun, man. It's going to be a lot of fun this year.
Yeah, we usually sit here in Philadelphia and watch these high-flying offenses go, you know, deep down the field,
yeah.
the bomb, the Jackson, and it doesn't seem like it's the Eagles very often, but this year you got one of those offenses.
Oh, it's ours.
Woo, man.
No, it's ours.
Skill all over the field,
yeah,
in the backfield.
It's fantastic.
And the QB, I just felt so good for him the way he played in that second half and the way the team did. And to come back from that deficit, because I mean they're down 20-7. I mean it's not you know a nickel they're down here.
Nah, dude,
they're down big.
Nah, they're a good squad.
Yeah, man. And that was a lot of fun to watch. They go up 21-20. You're like, all right. And then they go. I don't understand the 2-point conversion, by the way, either, to make it 9 instead of 8.
Yeah, I was debating that yesterday.
I don't know the analytics on that, but
I mean the analytics tell you, well, you know, you go for the 9.
Two-score game.
To make it a two-score game. If you miss it, you're still up to 7.
Yeah.
So that's the line of thinking. But I still think, you know, it's still tough to make a two-point conversion.
Yeah. Especially with the way you're playing them defensively in that second half.
You know? But I get it.
Look. Two head scratchers for me, but that's Doug being Doug.
Yeah.
You live with that, and it is what it is. But a great day yesterday. We'll hear from Doug Peterson, by the way, coming up at noon today. His day after press conference. Saw his after-game press conference yesterday. Talked about that fourth down where he went for it on their side of the 50. Man, no reservations at all. That's Doug. He's an aggressive guy. A little more aggressive than I'd ever be, but I'm not a football coach. But we'll hear from Doug today at noon. We'll hear from everybody. We're going to hear from our scouts.
Oh, yeah.
We got ICT Loves on the board. We're going to get to everybody. And, you know, we got to break down the linebackers. We got to break down the safeties, corners, D-line.
The thing that heartens you the most, though.
11.
Give it to me. Give me the revenant. Come on.
Give me the 11-10.
No, not yet.
I want one early.
How about the accuracy?
Yeah, hit a nice line
on
today.
Because I can.
121 rating yesterday.
He only had, 11 incompletions?
Yeah, how about on third down, too, by the way? Yesterday was ridiculous how good he was.
It was unbelievable.
He was 75% accuracy.
Yeah, no, he was. And he was as accurate as his numbers.
Yeah. And he was rusty to start the game.
He was tentative to start the game.
Yeah.
And then he came out. You could see once he's feeling and he's. You know what's funny? When he's out of the pocket, though, he's just money out of the pocket.
I loved the way he looked running and moving out of the pocket. Eyes great. Down the field, ball was up, ready to be delivered. Quick decisions. What a great day. Eagles are 1-0. Now they got the 0-1 Falcon on deck, and they're a one-point choice on the road. Not going to get to that today. We got a lot to get to with this game. 610-632-0975.
Gargano and Mertitis Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
10 a.m. hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all styles of windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Oh, great. So great to have him out here, obviously creating the dynamic element that he does for our offense. And then I know the city's pretty fired up to have him back here. And so to do that at home, I know for him means a lot. And for this team to get us going the way he did, that was huge for us.
Here you go. Carson on the show, number 10.
The crowd loves it.
The crowd was awesome. It was fired up. That building was crazy.
Yeah.
It was like, it's funny because we were all a lobotomy, like a Super Bowl. We all got Super Bowl lobotomized, and it was back yesterday.
And you got booze early in the game when they weren't performing. I loved Malcolm Jenkins' quote after the game. Did you hear the quote?
No, I didn't.
Oh, Malcolm goes, he goes, we deserved all the booze. That's why I love playing here. If you deserve the booze, you'll get them.
That's why that's Malcolm says all the things.
Yeah, he's a great leader for this team. But we do have some concerns on that side of the ball. The Redskins did go up and down the field on that defense, and it was the Sandejo missed tackle on the first one on Vernon Davis. Going, what's going on here, dude? That guy can't score on that.
No, there was some bad. The early tackling was awful.
Yeah. And is that a byproduct of not playing a lot in the preseason? Maybe. You saw a little rust on the Eagles' offense early in the game, but once they got into a little bit of a rhythm and, you know, coming out in the second half and establishing the line of scrimmage with the run,
that was key.
I think that was key. It was a good move by Doug to do that.
Yeah, it was. It really was. It was just an all-around, man.
Yep.
Once they got going, it made you feel great.
Yeah.
It's a good day yesterday. Cowboys, they took care of business, so it'll be kind of fun to see that rivalry.
Yeah.
Giants stink, though. They're terrible.
Yeah, it's clear the class of the division is the Eagles and the Cowboys, and the bottom of the division is going to be the Washington and the Giants. Why aren't they use Barkley more? I don't understand it.
I was saying that to you during the break, man. I, you know,
Shermer,
Shermer's a hard. I told you about him. I know that. I know his MO. He's a terrible coach. Terrible. He's awful game plan guy. Awful game. How do you just sit back and throw it? Like, are you crazy?
Yeah.
You got Saquon Barkley. At this point,
and Matt, you invested in
Eli's
him.
Got to be an accent piece.
Doesn't Eli got to be on a plane to Jacksonville today, by the way?
Actually, yeah, you're right.
Why don't they call up the Jaguars? And I don't know. I'm not sure how long Foles is going to be out after the surgery.
It's a shame, man. You know, the thing about that hit that Foles took yesterday, he stood tall.
Mm-hmm.
Delivered a beautiful ball.
Dropped it right in there.
It's a shame.
Yeah. And it seemed, from reports down there, that let the air out of the stadium in a big way for Jacksonville.
I'm sure.
And the Chiefs end up overwhelming them and getting the win. So
I talked to Spags after.
Yeah.
He felt bad. So he got his number. He's going to call him.
Yeah. Yeah. You hate to see that. His first game of the year. Guy trying to get a new
start. That's the thing. Like, you know, listen, you as a defensive coordinator, you want to knock out the other team's quarterback.
Yeah.
But then you feel bad, mm-hmm. you know, especially him, because Spags told me before the game, his father went down and shook his hand and were talking. He's like, I love your kid. You know, your son's a good man.
Yeah.
It's a shame.
Yeah. Well, it's the Chiefs start out 1-0. Some of the usual suspects got wins yesterday. We'll go through the league a little bit later.
Yeah.
Some teams, some shocking results yesterday, including the fact that Cleveland got belted at home by Tennessee. But a lot to get to with the Eagles first. Let's get to the phone, 610-632-0975.
Wouldn't it great just to see Carson play as well as he did? I mean, during that show, like,
it was comforting.
That's all that matters.
Mm-hmm. And the Deshaun factor is phenomenal. I mean, 250-plus-yard touchdowns and his ability to track the ball in the air. He can still run. He hasn't lost a tenth of a step. He can fly. Flat out fly. He was running those. And so he established the deep ball. He's running curls.
He's
the defense. Like, you kidding me?
He's amazing, man. He's a specimen.
Yeah. He's a tremendous player.
Talk about a jackrabbit.
Yeah. Oh, he can fly. It's so much fun to watch.
What? Makes that offense, man.
And you got a quarterback that's looking off the safety like that, too?
Yeah, I thought his, like, all of his mechanics yesterday mm-hmm. were just par excellence.
Yeah, Carson. Andrew brought this up before the show. You got to give a tip of the cap to Lane Johnson. Did you hear Kerrigan's name at all yesterday?
No.
That's a good player.
Well, he wasn't sacked once.
Yeah, I mean, Kerrigan, to mute him all day is impressive.
Yeah, I mean, Carson wasn't sacked once.
I think they might have got him one time on, like, a scramble. That's all I think just one.
Actually, I don't think he even went down as a sack because he probably.
Plus yards?
Yeah.
Oh, it's amazing. Let's get to the phones. Let's start off in Collingdale, and T Love is on the Fanatic. What's up, T?
Yo, what's up, fellas? Hey, check this out. Yes, we meant to make the Redskins cry. We have got an effing super guy. DeSean Jackson. Ooh, he is for real.
E-A-T-L-E-S-E-O.
Wow, T-Love can carry a tune.
I like you. Yeah, you do, man. That's impressive.
Yeah, great phrasing on that, T-Love.
Yes, sir, man. Look, hey, first of all, man, the first quarter, it was like last year in reverse. You know what I'm saying? They scored 17 on us, and we wiped it out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We did that last year. We scored 17, and they wiped it out on us. You know what I mean? We reversed the curse. So this is the year, right?
I feel it, brother. I feel it. You got a how about your quarterback, man?
Hey, look, man. I had the shirt on. The man, you know what? A little bit of rust in the beginning. You know what I mean? I'm not going to bash him, but the man looked like who we said he was. You know what I'm saying? And that's the big thing. And man, I got nothing but hugs and love, man. I got a picture with you at the fan festival.
You're the man, brother. That cigar, you're the man, brother. Real team love.
You know what it is, man. Hey, next time, man, I'm going to tell you, man, I never been to an Eagles game at the Link. I'm going to take my grandson.
Oh, wow.
Do it, T.
You know what I'm saying?
That's cool, man.
How old is the grandson?
My grandson, he'll be 5 years old, September 13th, and he's got this song all down, fly, he goes by. I mean, y'all hearing, man. But I'm so excited about this thing here. I'm watching ESPN, and all they're talking about is the Cowboys and New England. Can you believe that?
Yeah, I know.
I've met Greenberg myself, man, a couple of hundred times.
Yeah, No, look, of course, they're going to talk about those teams. It's what they do. We are getting disrespected here.
Yeah.
It's part and parcel to being a Philly fan. We can't let it bother us. Let's if we can fly under the radar a little bit here, let's fly under the radar. Let those teams capture all the headlines early. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's funny because who was it yesterday? Oh, Tony Dungy. Last night was effusive in his Cowboys love.
Oh, yeah.
The best thing he saw. It's like, dude, they played the Giants. Like, listen, I think they play well, and Prescott played real well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they had a good game, without a doubt. But in the same vein as you say, the Eagles played the Redskins, the Cowboys played the Giants.
Yeah, and the Giants are probably even a worse team than the Redskins at this point, but even though they have a great weapon in Saquon, but still. And Evan Ingram wasn't bad yesterday either, but whew. Yeah, let's calm down on the Cowboys. Look, they're a good team. It's going to come down to the Eagles and the Cowboys.
It's fun. Yeah. They are a good team. Like, they really are. They're a good team. It's going to be fun
to watch. We should want them to be a good team because the rivalry goes to another level when both teams are battling for something meaningful.
Thank you. You finally got it.
No, I don't like the fans. The fans, I can send to Neptune. Screw the fans.
You just said it.
No, I like the fact that they're both good and they're playing for something.
That's my whole point.
That's rivalry. That's like the Sixers and Celtics.
And all of our, thank you. That's been all of our debates that we've had. That's been my point. Thanks for coming to my side.
I'm not on your side. You like these rat Cowboys.
I like the rivalry.
Let's get a Nick in Collegeville on the Fanatic. Nick, what's up?
Gentlemen, what's up, guys?
Nicky.
Listen, I'm going to call later this week and do take care of my job, which is QB analysis.
Yes.
I just want to hit a couple points today. First of all, it was enjoyable. Look, Ant, like you and like you, Jason, you know, we watch the game slightly different now. At our age versus 20 years ago, I would have been like shopping at Best Buy for a TV or moving in another room, one or the other. look, I just want to get two things. First of all, the talk of this morning is like, oh, Deshaun now he has other routes in his route tree. And I'm going, did people forget the Tampa Bay game last year? Like, I know he went over the top twice to kill us. Especially the second one over the top was we just took the lead by one or two, and then the first play from scrimmage went over the top, and they took the lead. We never saw the lead ever again. But all during that game last year against Tampa Bay, you know, when everyone was slow, methodical drives, he was always like 12 yards and out, you know, button hook, 15 yards. And, I mean, so he's had that for the last couple of years. So it's like a shock.
Did it with Washington, too.
I'm confused. Who's talking about?
D-Jack. I heard a couple people say last night. On the post game with Chunas and the bro, right? That you know, Deshaun now has much more in his route tree. You know, he's not just
he's always
down
been a pretty
field.
Good route runner.
Yeah,
he's always been a great route runner.
I got a question.
That's why he's great deep too.
Chunas, you got an answer for that? Chunas.
No, I think he's saying callers were saying that.
Callers,
not Chunas. Calls would come up and go, oh, now Deshaun, right. You don't have to worry about targeting them just twice a game deep. You can use them 7-8 times, 9 times like they did yesterday. But he's done that in the last 3 or 4 years. But anyway, I just want to tell a fan base, and this is how I feel. The first 3 weeks of the season, the number one goal is the win. Win ugly, win big, win ugly. You know, it doesn't matter how you win. The first 3 games of the season, you just want to win. Because it's still an extension of the preseason.
Right.
And the last 3 games of the season, you just want to win any way you can. Which is, you know, if you get a bye, it's your divisional round, and then it's the NFC Championship at home, hopefully, and then the Super Bowl. So, first 3 weeks and last 3 weeks, it's all about progression. And we saw progression in the first 20 minutes of the game, the first 13 minutes and 5 minutes to 7 minutes of the second quarter, to the last 2.5 quarters of the game. And that's all you want. You just want progression. Dougie got more comfortable. Wentz got a lot more comfortable. The offensive line, the defensive line, the DBs. I thought it was a great game. Look, I thought it was a great game. And the important thing that showed yesterday is, this team was like, I could tell they weren't even nervous. Even though it went down 17-0, they didn't even flinch. Like, I didn't see any yelling or dirty stares or anything like that.
No, that's true.
They came out and dictated in the second half and took care of business.
Or before people think I don't know what I'm talking about, what I pointed out yesterday, the beauty of what DeSean Jackson did after those 2 touchdowns, and then also you got to give, I guess, Doug Peterson some credit that after those 2 deep balls for the touchdowns, he was able to then start doing the routes when he started coming back to the quarterback.
Yeah,
because,
the curls, yeah.
Yeah, because now the safeties and the corners are dropping mm-hmm. back because they're afraid that he's going to go over the top for a third yes. time. So on those third and tens, when they needed 10 yards, he was coming. He would pass the first down marker, come right back.
I didn't see this.
First down.
Yeah, I didn't see the number, but how many first down throws did he have? First down catches?
Who, Deshaun?
Yeah, because I thought there, you know, you do get him for the touchdown. But I saw three non-touchdown firsts, just in my memory.
Yeah, the out on the right side, the curl that I remember. And there's
at least three.
Yeah.
He might have had a couple more.
Yeah, he had a dynamic performance yesterday. Really, I mean, to come back and look, he had the penalty on the first drive, and that can't happen. They always get the second guy. We know that.
But still.
Right. But, you know, when you look at it, all said and done, his game yesterday.
He loved being back. Like,
yeah. He was feeding.
Yeah, he was loving being an Eagle again. Like, I love that. I love the fact that he just wanted to be an Eagle.
Yeah, we'll hear from Doug today coming up at noon. One of the guys to keep an eye on will be Malik Jackson. Because I know he came out, I think he was having an MRI today. So we've got to find out what the status is of Malik Jackson day after. So we'll hear everything from Doug Peterson coming up at noon today in his day after press conference. But let's head to West Philly and talk to Aaron, Charter Chapter member. What's up, Aaron?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? I'm scouting Dougie P yesterday.
Ooh.
Okay.
Tale of two Dougs.
Let's give him a D in the first half.
Yeah.
Give him an A in the second half. Okay, here's the problem. And we talked about this before, the scripted plays at the beginning of the game.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have to go by the feel of the game. You know, you got to pressure the defensive line. Run the ball with Howard. Okay, run the ball so you can bring the safety up. Then you can go long. You don't start off long swing passes and all that stuff because the defense is ready for that. And I was calling plays Doug was going to do. Pass, then run. I'm like, if I know that, they know that. I'm trying to figure out in the first half what he's doing. Do they still have a guy that be up in a box to look at everything and then tell the coaches what's going on? Do that still happen?
Yeah.
So I think he's getting good. Somebody that's telling him upstairs, yo, Doug, this is what I'm saying. Run this and do this. You got it. Because in the second half, he totally changed his whole game plan. He changed it and ran it. And the safeties have to come up. And Howard was just hitting 6 yards a clip. Running down. But then mm-hmm. you can find the bomb when the safety come up, like you were saying, Jason, because they're going to sit back and wait for D-Jack. They're going to wait for him because he's going to spread the offense. But if he starts coming up, you can just throw the ball deep and you ain't got no problem. He's one-on-one coverage all the time.
Yeah.
So it's really common sense in football, but we make it so like it's so, you know, you got to think it through so hard. Run the ball, establish the run a little bit. Then you throw it. Then you open it up because they don't know what to expect. And Darren Sproles, please, can I see less of Darren Sproles?
Yeah, I love him, but he ain't going to last a year at this kind of usage and punt returns and everything else. I mean, 9 carries yesterday.
Right, so it's 2 tails.
3 catches.
Two tails, Doug. First half, give him a D because that bomb is still, it made up. I was going to give my F to the bomb. And then, you know, the second half was an A.
Yeah, the worst play call was the pitch. Like what? I hate. What are you doing?
8 yards to go on.
I mean, what are you nuts? And then some of the plays. I got to tell you, I just didn't like some of the play call at all.
There was a throw that was behind the line of scrimmage. A lot of things early in the game. You're going. That's something. Once all you're clicking on all cylinders, you
and,
go to.
And even the. And the amount of they still run the RPOs, and they still and the run out of shotgun, to, like not when you're by the goal line.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense because it's a delay. There's an automatic delay built into that, and the running back wants to get it and hit the hole,
exactly.
Hit the hole hard, and you got running backs to do that.
Yeah, I you know,
yeah, the usage of Jordan Howard was perplexing to me yesterday because there were so many occasions where, you know, you needed short yardage, and he's a guy that can't be brought down. He leads the NFL last 3 years in yards after contact.
And it fits this line where you want to go and be a battering ram. Like, they want to hit.
Yeah.
Like, this line wants to move forward.
Boy, I'll tell you the one thing that was impressive yesterday, too. They talked about it, Charles Davis talked about it on the broadcast, was Brandon Brooks gets hurt in that playoff game against the Saints, the Achilles. He's back out there yesterday. They had him slated for 30 snaps yesterday. He played 55.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
How about that?
He's amazing.
That is incredible. That right side with him and Lane Johnson.
Yeah, it's incredible.
I mean, that's and then you got Jason Peters on the left side. He did a great job protecting yesterday. And the quarterback did a great job of, you know, when the and he had to hold on to it a little longer.
Yeah.
Of sensing where to go. The awareness in the pocket would look so different than it did last year to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I think that shedding the brace thing, he's mentioned it several times.
Yeah, that bothered
That's psychosomatic,
him.
Isn't it?
I agree. I
Something about that. Yeah.
He didn't like it. Didn't like the way he moved. Didn't feel good.
Well, the line on Wentz on the day, Ant, 28 of 39, 313, 8-yard average, 3 touchdowns, no picks. It says 1 sack, a 121 rating, and a 93.2 QBR. I'd say that's a successful week one performance by Ginger.
It makes you feel great about him. Where
it really is.
Because the biggest fear was, all right, well, you know, now he's healthy, fully healthy. What are we going to see? And, you know, quite frankly, the first quarter and a half, you were like, didn't you have that?
I did.
Until he threw that touchdown pass at Deshaun. Right.
Yeah.
And that's still he got hot.
Yeah.
When he got hot and he got his confidence, like, he was playing timid early. And then all of a sudden he got his confidence and then he was the old Carson.
Yeah.
He's having fun again.
And you mentioned the Deshaun catches on third downs, 4 first downs, 5 times. Wow. 5 times he made a completion on third down for a first down.
So obviously the 51 and 53 yarder and then 3 others.
Yeah, so the first one was that it was 3rd and 3, motion left to right. Remember they ran a play action. I think they faked a sweep to him and then they ended up throwing it out to him for the first down. Then it was 2 straight 3rd and 10 touchdowns. And then he had the 3rd and 9 for 19 yards. That was the comeback that I was talking about that Nick from Collegeville misunderstood. And 3rd and 4, he had the 9-yard reception.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
that's unbelievable.
Yeah, you couple that and with Ertz and his abilities and Alshon and Goddard, we'll get more and more.
What was Alshon's final tally?
His line on the day, he had 5 for 49 yards, 9.8 average, and a touchdown, 16 yards was his long on 6 targets, by the way. And he also had the rushing touchdown because it was a throw behind the line.
That's right, that should have been him.
Yeah, but it counts as a rushing touchdown. So 2 touchdowns on the day for Alshon, 2 for Deshaun Jackson.
Well, he feels good. And plus, Josh Norman's there, so he feels great that he wasn't ignored.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I pointed out yesterday in the postgame show was it's so great that you have this deep of an offense that Zach Ertz can be unheard of in the first half, and then in the second half, he ends up being your second leading receiver on the team.
Yeah.
That's how deep you are.
Yeah.
God, it's a shame because there was that play. It was a great defensive play.
Yes.
But because Carson hit along the sidelines and got drilled.
Yeah. But that would have been hard to hold on to that.
It was right there. Like, he had it. No. Yeah. The play was great play by the defensive back.
Yeah.
But he's going to be really good.
Yeah.
The guy that's going to be MIA, because you can't have everybody, is going to be
Aguilar.
Nelson Aguilar, right.
Yeah, he had a few drops yesterday, too. He had 2 catches on 5 targets. And he ends up with 11 yards on the day.
You're not going to be able to get everything. Yeah. Look, the bottom line is, you saw Carson needs Deshaun and Alshon to be in his corner.
Mm-hmm.
He needs those guys.
I'll tell you what, I saw a pair of hands on Jordan Howard I wasn't expecting on that one low throw.
Yeah, it was good.
Pulled up from the turf.
And then Carson gave you my bad.
Yo, if he didn't have been stride, it would have been a much bigger game. But that was good hands by Jordan Howard.
Yeah.
Something he's not known for.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll hear from our scouts throughout the program. Again, Doug Peterson comes up at noon. We'll bring it to you in its entirety and live at noon. Stay tuned. This is the Midday Show.
Gargano and Mertitis Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
I mean, the message honestly just was it's going to take one play. Being down 17-0 is obviously it's one of them things where you got to kind of get going. You know, if one more score puts you down 24, then like I say, it's impossible. But it's almost impossible. So we just knew that coming into the locker room, it's the mentality. It's all the mentality thing here. And I felt, you know, my past 5 years, 6 years being gone, it's just that's what I really miss. Being a part of a team and organization to just know it's known for winning and just the mentality that regardless of the score, regardless of how many points you're down, there's always a chance you can win the game.
Sensational. The Shaw!
How about that? 250-plus yard bombs for touchdowns for DeSean Jackson. By the way, real quick, congratulations are in order to a friend of yours, former Eagle Jeremiah Trotter.
What up, cuz?
Yeah, his son has announced where he's committed to play his...
Clemson.
Yeah, he's going to be a Clemson Tiger.
Yeah, I'm very, very happy for him.
Yeah, go down there and play for Dabo.
By the way.
Yeah.
They're just ridiculous.
It's a great program. And St. Joe's Prep, he's the number one linebacker in the state. I think top linebackers in the country.
Yeah, he's unbelievable.
No Stephen F. Austin for...
How about that squad? You got Marvin's son, Marvin Harrison's son?
Yeah, over at St. Joe's Prep?
Yeah.
Good pedigree over there, huh?
You got somebody else's kids there, too.
Is Marty Morningwhite's kids? I know his kid went there.
Yeah.
Way back.
Somebody else's kids there, too. No, but the baby axe man going to Clemson.
What do they call him, the hatchet?
That's his brother, the hatchet. That's just the baby axe.
Oh, we mean Tomahawk or something? Yeah. But the Trot's got to be over the moon about it.
No, it's awesome.
And couldn't go to linebacker you?
Yeah,
up there at Penn State? Come on, that's a missed opportunity from Franklin. He had to be in that living room with Trot.
I'm sure he did, but, you know, he got Dabo coming up.
Yeah, you want to play for a national championship.
You're going to go to Clemson. What are you going to say?
Yeah, Penn State struggled a little bit with Buffalo in the first half of that game.
You know, I mean, listen, they're good, but, not Clemson.
Yeah. Yeah, when you're talking about Clemson and Alabama, the cream of the crop and LSU in that conversation, too. What a game that was
Saturday. Awesome. Joe Burrow.
Boy, he was chucking it all over the yard.
He's legit.
Ooh. On the move, too.
He looks seasoned.
Yeah, he was never overwhelmed on the road there.
And that's Texas. And that's a good team.
Mm-hmm.
A tough place to play in Texas.
He didn't faze him in the least. What a game that was. What a great card on Saturday. Great card on Sunday in the NFL. Some surprises around the league. Antonio Brown situation, real quick, your thoughts. He's going to be joining the Patriots next week. You knew he wasn't going to play this week because it guarantees his salary for the year if he plays in week one.
No, but dude, that weekend, it was, I don't know if you were following. I was, following it crazy, right? It was a crazy weekend. Here's the problem. There is no doubt in my mind that there's tampering going on with the Patriots. This whole thing. Remember, he wanted to be traded to the Patriots.
Yeah, and the Steelers didn't want to trade him.
And the Patriots offered a higher...
One.
Right. and Pittsburgh didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
There's no doubt in my mind that this thing will automatically... He was trying to blow this thing up with the Raiders.
He orchestrated it. So Jalen Rosenhaus.
You know, he hired a social media firm.
Is that who put out the YouTube video with him on with Gruden?
Are you kidding me? He hired a social media firm during this process to help him get him out of there.
Oh, my goodness.
Are you going to tell me that whole thing was
orchestrated? Like, to influence the whole thing. What a joke. It's a bad look.
It's a
terrible look for the league and for him to end up there. I mean, whatever. You can collect all the receivers you want. Pittsburgh didn't want to send him there, so they sent him. Now, you know what the thing is, too, is he's going to play for the Patriots, and they're going to get a third-round compensatory pick for him. And they signed him as a free agent. Not even at the number they would have had to pay him. They didn't have to go up the one they offered to Pittsburgh to get him.
Yeah, but, dude, here's the thing. They're going to be just nasty. Because look at yesterday. Steelers, Ben's cooked. Ben looks cooked.
Yeah.
They
don't have enough weapons to play at that level. They just don't.
No, but they, you know.
Brady just sat back there.
Just like he does.
Yep.
Third and, you know what's amazing? They're third and four, and you know they're going to get the first down.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, all right, here it is, rub route, right? So they're going to run crossers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those pick plays, basically. Or they leak James White out of the backfield.
Yep.
It's unbelievable. That offense is unbelievable.
And he hits them in stride, and it's easy. It looks easy.
Like, he doesn't even, it's like they played the Steelers. And Steelers, we might say, you know, Ben is cooked or whatever. Steelers is still the Steelers, right? I mean, Brady doesn't even sweat.
No, it is amazing. You couple the fact that Antonio Brown will be on the roster this week, and you and I think you were with me, assume that Gronk is going to come back at some point, like around week 12 for the remainder of the season, knock the rust off, and then play for them in the playoffs. And it's going to be an uphill battle, but it may take 51 or 41 points again for the Eagles to beat them in the Super Bowl. That's the way I look at it. Take on the best. Screw them. Does Antonio Brown light that team on fire?
No.
Can't take that one down, can you?
No, they're impervious to it.
Yeah, and Josh Gordon gets the touchdown last night. They're just, it is amazing. It just, he's 42 years old. But you understand why he can keep going. Like you said, he didn't even break a sweat.
You know, it's funny.
They're flicking it.
He got sacked once and he was fine, you know.
Yep.
But it's unreal.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.